Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
It's really trendy to talk about building sales team cultures. And I'd like to propose that you might not have a team at all. Do your salespeople really need to work together for you to hit your sales goals? Or are they individual contributors working on their own and in doing so, giving you as the leader the best opportunity to hit your numbers? Neither answer is right or wrong, but I think you have to understand your selling methodology, your selling environment in a little bit more detail before you decide to jump on the team building bandwagon. Let's look at an example. I have one client that definitely needs to build a team culture. Why? Because they have three distinct sales teams who are all responsible for working together to bring in orders. For example, they have a business development team that goes out and works on large-scale projects, getting their products designed into the manufacturing process for their clients' products. And this can take 3 years. They spend 3 years nurturing, problem-solving, engineering, and finding solutions that their product can be designed into. At the same time, they have a sales team that works through distribution channels on 1-year agreements and 2-year agreements to get contracts signed and products actually sold and on the floor of these manufacturing clients. And thirdly, they have an inside sales team that takes the orders and generates deals on a month-to-month basis. All three of those teams need to work together in harmony in order to affect short-term, medium-term, and long-term revenue generation. On the other hand, I have a software sales team that largely works inside. They don't need any engineering support. They don't need any business development support. They work their own geographies and their individual contributors. In fact, you might even argue that if they're a little bit competitive, then they all succeed. But they don't need a team environment. Sure, they get together and have fun and they like working with each other and there's some camaraderie, but there is no team building or culture building that's required. So take a good look at your goals. Do you need to build a team culture or do you need to build a culture of individual top performance? Again, no answer is right or wrong. Just pick the one that's going to help you achieve your goal.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.